This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صلِّ اللهم وسلِّم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العظيم. سورة النور. We need some نور in this darkness, in these dark times that we are living. Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk, rahimahullah ta'ala, the blind, his nickname is Farisul Manabir. Farisul Manabir, the knight of the pulpits. He was a blind sheikh from Egypt. Rahimahullah ta'ala, rahmatan wasi'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a high place in Jannat al-Firdaus. Mata sajidan, he died in sujood. In fact, in one of his khutbas, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take him in sujood, and Allah took him in sujood. And he was a person, if you listen to his khutab, كان يقول كلمة الحق. He spoke, always spoke the truth. ولم يخشى لومة لائم, and he never feared. In fact, he used to bring his little Casey and his mattress with him because he knew that the Mukhabarat, the secret police, were waiting for him. When he came down off the member, they'd take him to prison. Rahimullah ta'ala rahmatan wasi'a. And Sheikh Abdul Hamid, he said, كيف بأمة؟ كيف بأمة؟ ربها نور وكتابها نور والنبيها نور ودينها نور كيف ترضى أن تعيش في الظلمات. He said, how can a nation, an ummah, whose Lord is light, Allah نور السماوات والأرض, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Mufassirun, they say munawwir, the illuminator. The illuminator of the heavens and the earth. How a nation, Rabbuha Nur, its creator and sustainer is light. Wa kitabuha Nur, and its book is light. Its book is light. Wa Nur alladhi unzila ilayk, the light on which we have sent down to you. Wa Nabiyuha Nur, and its prophet is light. قَدَ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. There has indeed come to you from Allah a light and a clear book. So in this ayah, the light is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the other ayah, the book is the light. The book is the light. Muhammad is the light. The creator is light. And this deen is of course light. He says, how a nation, رَبُّهَا نُورٌ وَكِتَابُهَا نُورٌ وَالنَّبِيُّهَا نُورٌ ودينها نور كيف ترضى أن تعيش في ظلمات. How can it want to live in the darkness when it is surrounded by light? Everything about this deen is light. How can we be in the darkness? Must be something wrong with us. Must be something wrong with us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nur, verse number 55, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Indeed, Allah has promised those from amongst you who believe and work righteous deeds. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. He will make them the rulers in the land. فِي الْأَرْضِ, in the land. Now, one can think with this ayah that it means the whole land, the whole earth. But if you look what is said next, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Just like He made them rulers before. Who's them? Those who believe and work righteous deeds. Who's before? The believers that believed and worked righteous deeds with the prophets that were sent before. With the prophets that were sent before. And there's only one land where they were made rulers. So, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kama, just like, kama istakhlafa. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Kama istakhlafa alladhina min qablihim. Just like he made them. Sorry, you know, when somebody speaks, it just like, you know, just like throws me off for a moment. Maaf. Kama istakhlafa alladhina min qablihim. Just like he made them rulers before. So here, kama, referring to those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in a position of rulership and leadership in the land. Ruling by that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed is referring to the Holy Land. Is referring to Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa. Al-Ard Al-Mubarakah is referring to the Blessed Land. Is referring to the historical land of Palestine. وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. And more specifically, if we look at the dawla, the state that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established for them, for the believers that came before, in the time of Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam and his son Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Hadhi kanat dawla islamiyya. This was an Islamic kingdom. Nabi Dawood and Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, these are Muslim prophets and they ruled by Islam. It was an Islamic kingdom. كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلْيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. And Allah established their deen for them in every facet of their lives. وَلْيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. Allah will replace the state of fear and anxiety that they've been living in into one of peace and security. Because this is exactly what happened to Bani Israel. For the first 350 years after they entered the land, they were living in insecurity. They were at constant war. And whenever they disobeyed Allah and turned away from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted their enemies the power and the strength to defeat them and to subjugate them. And then when they came back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they returned to Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened them and granted them victory over their enemies. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks so much about Bani Israel in the Quran. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that we were going to be not exactly like them, but we were certainly going to follow them in many of their ways. And that's why the same thing has happened to us as what happened to them. As simple as that. And that's what Abu Darda was worried about when the Muslims were granted victory on one of the islands in the Mediterranean. And it was a day of victory. And he was crying and they asked him, Atabki yawm al-Nasr, do you cry on the day of victory, O Abu Darda? He said, Na'am, yes. Walima, why? It's a day to celebrate. So he pointed to the kuffar that they just defeated and he said, Abki li hali ha'ula an-nas. I'm crying for the condition of those people. Lamma asullaha makkanana Allahu min riqabihim fantasarna alayhim. When they disobeyed Allah, the kuffar, when they disobeyed Allah, Allah strengthened us who have been obeying Allah and granted us victory over them. وَأَخْشَىٰ أَن يَأْتِ الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي نَعْصِ اللَّهَ فِيهِ فَيُمَكِّنَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ رِقَابِنَا فَيَنْتَصِرُونَ عَلَيْنَا. But I fear the day when we shall disobey Allah, when we shall turn away from Allah, and then Allah will strengthen them and grant them victory over us. And that's exactly what's happened to us. So it's not a matter of as to whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills his promises or not. No.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala la yukhliful mi'ad. Allah will never break a promise. The question is, are we the deserving recipients of the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Three promises. What's the first promise? He'll make you the rulers in the land. He'll make you the rulers in the land. We were, from when the Sahaba conquered Jerusalem until the 15th of July, 1187. And then Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi led the Muslim army to recapture the inheritance of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that which we had lost. And then there was, for a very short period, one of the descendants of Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, actually in a political move, wal-iyadu billah, the historians consider it to be a great form of treachery, that he actually gave up Jerusalem for a short period of time, but then it was taken back again by the Muslimin. And then we lost it on the 11th of December, 1917, when the British occupied it. And then the 14th of May, 1948, when the Zionists took over and declared their illegitimate, brutal, savage state. So, it's not a matter of whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills His promise or not. Allah always fulfills His promise. Allah never breaks His promise. It's that we are not yet deserving of the promise of Allah. And that is to make us rulers once again. To get our inheritance back. That which we've inherited from who? From our spiritual father, like our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inherited it. From who? From Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna awla an-nasa bi Ibrahim lalladhina taba'u wa hadha an-nabiy walladhina amanu. Indeed, those who have most right over Abraham are those who follow Abraham. And this prophet, when he comes, he has most right over Abraham. And that's why when he went to Bayt al-Maqdis, what did he do? فَإِذَا حَانَتِ الصَّلَاةِ أَمَّمْتُهُمْ He led all, in the one riwaya, أَجْمَعُونَ He led all the prophets in salah. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has now got more right over Abraham. Just like he's got more right over Moses. When he went to Medina, what did he say? أَنَّ أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ I've got more right over Moses than you, he said to the Jews of Medina. And just like he said about Nabi Isa, Al-Anbiya'u ikhwatun li'allat, all of the prophets are like brothers from the same father. Dinuhum wahid, their religion is one. Wa ummahatuhum shatta, but their laws and their ways have differed slightly. Wa ana awla an-nasi bi'Isa ibn Maryam. And I have more right over Jesus, the son of Mary, than anybody. Lam yakun bayni wa baynahu nabi. There was no prophet in between him and me. So we are speaking about a matter of what? Mirath al-Ummah, the inheritance of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad, who has inherited it? From our father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا and those who believe with Muhammad. So we are responsible, collectively. I don't know if you saw that clip, Dr. Tariq Suwaidan, he's an Islamic scholar in Kuwait. He said, we mustn't wait for the resistance in Gaza or in Dafat al-Gharbiya in the West Bank to liberate Palestine. They are the tip of the spear. They are only the tip of the spear. The liberation of the Holy Land is only going to come when we collectively follow that example that is being set by those who are resisting occupation in Palestine. Whether it be in the West Bank, but more specifically in Gaza. So I've been saying, 2 million are teaching 2 billion how to be Muslims. How to remove the wahan, that wahan from our hearts. حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت. The love of the dunya and the hatred of death. So only when we collectively unite, just like Nuruddin al-Zengi and then his successor Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, united the Muslimin on that pure faith, and on those righteous works, prepared to pay the ultimate price, only then did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to be the worthy recipients of these three promises. And inshallah soon again, we're going to become worthy. We're going to become worthy, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So indeed Allah has promised those from amongst you who believe and work righteous deeds, He will make you the rulers in the earth, like He has made you rulers before. Like He has made you rulers before. And I want to take you to another verse, and I'll come back to this verse inshallah. You know, tafsir al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an. Tafsir al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an. Ma ujmila fi mawdi'in, faqad fussira fi mawdi'in akhar. That which is made comprehensive in one part of the Qur'an is explained in more detail in another part of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزُّبُورِ. Just to confirm to you why I'm saying what I'm saying. That al-ard here can have a general meaning, meaning the whole earth, but it most certainly has the specific meaning of the Holy Land. Because in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 105, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ إِنَّ فِي هَذَا لَبَلَاغًا لِقَوْمٍ عَابِدِينَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And when you think about Rabi al-Awwal, the 12th of Rabi al-Awwal, as the possible, not confirmed, but as the possible birth date of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we should be thinking about it in this context. We should be thinking about it in this context. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 105, and indeed, we wrote in Az-Zabur. What is Az-Zabur? The Psalms. The Psalms. And we wrote in the Psalms. Min ba'di dhikr. The Mufassirun say a dhikr here is a Torah. We wrote in the Psalms after the Torah. Torah was given to Moses, alayhi salam. And the Psalms, the Zabur was given to Dawood, David, alayhi salatu wasalam. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal to Nabi Dawood? Anna al-arda yarithuha, that the earth. Now again, we could think it's the whole earth. That the earth, yarithuha ibadiya salihun, that the earth or the land will be inherited by the righteous. Will be inherited by who? By the righteous. Well, why don't we go into the Psalms and actually look and see what it says? Maybe, I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we wrote in the Psalms, we wrote in the Zabur. It should be there, shouldn't it? Unless in the corruption that took place, they took it out. But actually, they didn't. Because it's still there. Psalms 37, verses 27 to 29. Are you ready to be blown away? Allahu Akbar. It says, turn from evil and do good. Then you will dwell in the land forever. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake His faithful ones. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Now we know that the land here is speaking about Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa, the Holy Land. Because the same warning comes right throughout the Tanakh, Torah Nevi'im Ketuvim, which is basically the Old Testament. Nabi Musa warned them, if you worship other gods or you don't fulfill all the commandments, the land will vomit you out. This is just before they went in. Before Yusha bin Nun and Caleb ibn Yufanna, Joshua and Caleb took them in. Because Nabi Musa and Harun died without seeing the Holy Land, without getting into the Holy Land. They died before they went into the Holy Land. Nabi Musa and Harun, alayhi salatu wasalam. So Nabi Musa said to them that if you worship other gods or you do not follow all the commandments, the land will vomit you out, just like it vomited out those who came before you, that which you are going to possess. Yusha, Nabi Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, Joshua, he gave them the same warning. that if you are wicked, you'll be destroyed from the land. And the warning was repeated over and over and over and over again. And here's the same warning given to Nabi Dawood to give to Bani Israel. The wicked, wrongdoers will be completely destroyed. The offspring of the wicked will perish. In other words, if the offspring follow their forefathers in wickedness, they too will be destroyed. And it came to pass. 722 BC, the Neo-Assyrians drove them from the land. Destroyed the northern kingdom. 587, Neo-Babylonians, Nebuchadnezzar, destroyed Jerusalem and Masjid al-Aqsa and took them into exile for 70 years. And then after they were restored, as we have discussed before in Surah Al-Isra, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ, then we gave you the kingdom over them once again, which culminated after being returned under the Persian Achaemenid Empire, Cyrus the Great, restored them to Jerusalem, rebuilt Jerusalem and Masjid Al-Aqsa. And that culminated in the Hashemunian dynasty, whereby they ruled again by that which had been revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them Masih ibn Maryam, they disbelieved in him, they tried to kill him, and then the Romans again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the Romans to utterly destroy them and drive them from the land. Wrongdoers will be completely destroyed, the offspring of the wicked will perish, the righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Which land? The Holy Land, historical Palestine. And what's interesting, when you actually look at the word itself in Hebrew, you know what's the word for righteous? Saddiqim, Saddiq, Saddiqim. Im is plural. In Arabic, As-Saddiqun, As-Siddiq, Afwan, As-Siddiqun. In Hebrew, Saddiqim. Im, plural. And wawul jama'ah in Arabic, for plural. As-Siddiqun. As-Siddiqun. Bil-Qaf. Not Bil-Kaf, Bil-Qaf. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ السِّدِّيقُونَ. As for those who believe in Allah and all His messengers. You can't just believe from Adam to Zakariya, or Adam to Yahya, or Adam to Isa. You have to believe from Adam all the way to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you are a Siddiq. A Saddaqna. We have believed everything that which the prophets brought. La nufarriqu bayna ahadin minhum wa nahnu lahu muslimun. This is what the Psalms is confirming. That it will be the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who believes in all the prophets, believes in Allah and all his prophets. Ulaika humus siddiqun. They will be the inheritors of the land. And as-siddiqun and as-salihun are just kalimatan mutaradifatan. They're just two synonyms. Salihun and siddiqun. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anbiya, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذِكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. And we wrote in the Psalms that after the Torah, that my righteous servants will inherit the land. إِنَّ فِي هَذَا لَبَلَاغًا لِقَوْمٍ عَابِدِينَ. This is a clear message to the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we must not lose hope. We lost it before, we took it back before. We lost it again, we will take it back again. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. I think it's some time for, you know, we need some good news, some bisharat, some glad tidings. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we did not send thee, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except as a mercy to all the worlds. That's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Bani Israel. Asa rabbukum ay yarhamakum. It might be that your Lord will show mercy to you. After you went into the land twice, and you ruled twice in the land, and you were driven twice from the land, it might be that after the second time you were driven out, Allah will show mercy to you. Who is the mercy? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All they had to do was to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this Rabi al-Awwal, let us think of the coming of this mercy in those terms. That if we must truly follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be of the righteous, then we are going to be those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to return the land to us, to return the inheritance of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us. Ya Rab. Allah make us of them. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. So there are three ahadith I want to share with you today, which really puts it into perspective. The first hadith is ma rawahu al-imam Ahmad fi musnadihi an Hudhayfa. Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, he narrates this hadith. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, takunu nabuwatu fikum ma shaa Allahu an takun. Thumma yarfa'uha Allah idha shaa an yarfa'ha. ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة أو خلافة راشدة في رواية فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون ثم يرفعها الله إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون ملكا عاضا فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون ثم يرفعها الله إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون ملكا جبريا فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون ثم يرفعها الله إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة ثم سكت. And then he was quiet, صلى الله عليه وسلم. What did he say? There will be prophethood amongst you, but it will only last for as long as Allah wants it to last, and then Allah removed it. From Adam to Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وسلم, then Allah removed it. Then there will be rightly guided successorship. Rightly guided khilafah. Not father to son. Rightly guided khilafah. وَأَمْرٌ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. Their matter is consultation amongst them. Those Khulafa Rashidin were selected by Kibar al-Sahaba, by the leaders of the Sahaba. And that was of course Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali. And then some of the ulama say Sayyidina al-Hasan as the fifth one, possibly. And some of the ulama say Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz as the fifth one. Not chronologically speaking, but in terms of the way that he ruled. Radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhum wa ardahum. But it will only last for as long as Allah wants it to last, and Allah will remove it when He wants to remove it. Then there will be hereditary rule. He didn't say khilafah. It was a form of khilafah, but it wasn't rightly guided khilafah. Why? Because the son took over from the father. From when Yazid took over from Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And then everything basically went downhill from there. And when was that ended? Because the Prophet said, and then Allah will remove it when He wants to remove it. 3rd of March, 1924, was the last so-called Khalifa of the Ottoman Empire. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove it when He wants to remove it. Then there will be, He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be tyrannical rule. The last 100 years, we've just been ruled by tyrants. First, there was kings that were put in place of all these little nation states that were cut up like a pizza at the Treaty of Versailles, and especially the British mandate that was granted at the Treaty of San Remo in Italy with regards to Palestine, and Sykes-Picot, you know, with Iraq. These are all straight lines. Look at Europe, not one straight line. Look at the Muslim world, all straight lines. Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Egypt, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Palestine, all just cut up like a pizza. And then when those nation states were granted so-called independence, who came into power? Jabbaroon, tyrants, military dictatorships. Jawwi' al-kalba yatba'ak, make the dog hungry and he'll follow you. Make the dog hungry and he'll follow you. This is what Tito, the Yugoslavian dictator, said to Jamal Abdel Nasser when he visited Egypt. When Jamal Abdel Nasser was the president of Egypt, when he saw how the people and their stomachs were full, they were living a good life. And you know, the Egyptians, when they narrated in colloquial Arabic, they say that Tito said to Jamal Abdel Nasser, "Lion fash, this is not going to help you if the people are too comfortable. Make the dog hungry and he'll follow you. Make life so difficult, so miserable for the people that all that they can think about is just to put a piece of bread on the table. And they can't think about revolution and overthrowing the dictators. But it will only last for as long as Allah wants it to last." Take note. It will only last for as long as Allah wants it to last, and then Allah will remove it when He wants to remove it. What did the Prophet say after that? He said, "ثُمَّ تَكُونُ خِلَافَةٌ عَلَى مِنْهَاجِ النُّبُوَةِ." Then there will be khilafah, caliphate, righteous caliphate, on the methodology of prophethood. ثُمَّ سَكَتَ, and then he was quiet. Where will this khilafah be? Do you know? Let me share with you. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا حديث أخرجه نعيم بن حماد في الفتن وابن أساكر في التاريخ دمشق من طريق الوليد بن مسلم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الأمر كائن بعد بالمدينة. Said this khilafah, it will exist after me in Medina, and then بالشام in Syria, it was in Damascus. Then ثم بالجزيرة in the peninsula, Arabian peninsula. ثم بالعراق, الدولة العباسية, Abbasid Empire. ثم بالمدينة, ثم ببيت المقدس. It will come back to Medina, and then it will be where? It will be in Jerusalem. فإذا كان ببيت المقدس فثم أقر دارها. أقر داري, in other words, that will be its permanent station. Because the Khilafah, since the time of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khilafah has never been established. The capital of Khilafah, the Ummah, has never been ruled from Jerusalem. But it's going to be ruled from Jerusalem. بإذن الله تعالى. فإذا كان ببيت المقدس فثم أقر دارها ولن يخرجها قوم فتعود إليهم أبدا. And it will not be taken from Jerusalem. A people will not remove it from Jerusalem, except that it will never return. So in other words, the Khilafah, the last Khilafah, and if you go into the Nusus, there's going to be 12 Khulafa. We're waiting now for 12 Khulafa. The 12th one will be the Mahdi. And I'm not speaking about the 12 as the Shia. No, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah say there's going to be, from when Khilafah is now re-established in Jerusalem, in the Holy Land, there will be 12 Khulafa, there will be 12 Khalifas, and the 12th one will be the Mahdi. And although this is a hadith mursal, we have an authentic hadith which is narrated by Abdullah ibn Hawala, where the Prophet said to me, "Yabna Hawala, idha ra'ayta al-khilafa qad nazalat al-ard al-maqaddasa." Hadith sahih, authentic hadith. He says, "Oh son of Hawala, if you see that khilafa is established in the Holy Land," in other words, in Bayt al-Maqdis, in Jerusalem, in the Holy Land, "faqad danat al-zalazil wal-balabil," then the earthquakes and the calamities and the great matters, meaning the great signs, the major signs of Qiyamah, are near. وَالسَّاعَةُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَقْرَبٍ, and the last hour will be the closest that it has ever been at that time. مِنَ النَّاسِ مِنْ يَدِي هَذِهِ مِنْ رَأْسِكَ, as close as my hand is to your head. As close as my hand is to your head. جماعة المسلمين, after I've said all of that, I ask you, بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, who of us is ready? Who of us is ready? Who of us, if something had to happen tomorrow, or even today, do we have even a vision or a plan what we are supposed to do? The Prophet said something, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ رَيَاتَ السُّوءِ تَخْرُجْ مِنْ خُرَسَانِ فَأْتُوهَا وَلَوْ حَبُّ عَلَى الثَّلْجِ. If you see the real, the true black flags, not the fake black flags, If you see the true black flags coming out of Khorasan, then go to them even if you must crawl over ice. Who of us, wallahi, billahi, tallahi, and I abda'u bi nafsi, and I start with myself, who of us are ready to crawl over ice? If the Khilafah is to be established in Bayt al-Maqdis, and the Malhama, the great war, is to be at our door, who of us are ready? And I'm not even speaking about physically ready. Who of us are spiritually ready? And this is where it has to begin. This is where it has to begin. Let us end our verse from Surah An-Nur, inshaAllah ta'ala. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلِيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلِيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Indeed, Allah has promised those from amongst you who believe and work righteous deeds, He will make you the rulers in the land. Just like He has made them rulers before, the believers. And He will establish every facet of your religion for you. And He will exchange the state of fear and anxiety that you've been living into one of peace and security. Worshipping Me, in other words, as long as they are worshipping Me and not associating any partners in that worship with Me, and whoever disbelieves after that, then they indeed are the transgressors. And then verse 56, so establish prayer. Remember the ladder? The ladder? The top rung? Governance. The bottom rung? Salah. Striving for perfection in our salah. We're going to climb back up that ladder, inshallah ta'ala. So establish prayer. Not just go through the motions. Up, down, kiss the ground. Establish prayer. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, in order that you might receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم ثبتنا يا رب اللهم steadfast على صراطه المستقيم إلى الأرض المقدسة إلى بيت المقدس إلى المسجد الأقصى وإلى جنات النعيم وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. A request for dua on the 17th birthday of Ashik, January 17, mashallah. Sayyidina Osama, who was sent to take the army of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was 17. Allahu Akbar. Allah grant him long life in the obedience of Allah. And let him be one of the leaders of the Muslim Ummah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And then Qiyam al-Layl program, Saturday the 7th of September, will be 9:30 p.m. The guest recital will be Qari Shukri Friday. Jazakum Allah khair. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله محمد رسول الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ستكون النبوة فيكم ما شاء الله أن تكون ثم يرفعها الله إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون خلافة راشدة فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون ثم يرفعها الله إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون ملكا عضا فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون ثم يرفعها الله إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون ملكا جبريا فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون ثم يرفعها الله إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة ثم سكت أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم وارضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابتي أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين وفي الضفة الغربية اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم فرق جمعهم اللهم عليك بهم اللهم حرر
مسجد الأقصى وبيت المقدس والأرض المقدسة من أيديهم وارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وحر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون، كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله، وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا عن القوم الكافرين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك ذو الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. فريد بارنسون taking to hospital. إن شاء الله يمك. أصلنا صلى الله عليه وسلم من أولى سك شفاء كاملة من كل داء. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي أنت شافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يشفي ويشفي مرضى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم بارك في حياة أخينا. اللهم بارك له في حياتي واللهم بارك له في حركاتي وسكناتي. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Somebody lost their car keys. They'll probably get to the car now, I think. Mr. Chairman, can I leave these with you? If you're looking for your car keys, all you have to do is tell us what kind of car it is.